From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. Welcome to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast.
And today, we're talking about preseason, season NFL football.
This year, the National Football League will expand the regular season from 16 games up to 17. And in return, the players and fans will be treated to one less preseason football game. Just three this year instead of four prior to the start of the regular season. Now, as a young lad, decades ago, back in the 1970s, a couple of friends and I drove over to Dallas to take in an August preseason football game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those two teams were the faces of the NFL back in the 1970s and had become bitter rivals. This game was being played in the now-demolished Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas. And for those who don't remember that football stadium, it was the one that had the big hole in the roof to keep the rain off of paying customers. A good idea. Dallas Cowboy fans would brag, as they're prone to do, that the hole in the roof of Texas Stadium allowed God to watch his favorite football team play. This was also about the time that Dallas and their fans were calling the franchise America's Team. The impeccably dressed Dallas football coach, Tom Landry, would wear his trademark fedora hat along the sidelines and consult with former Navy hero Roger Staubach, his quarterback, about in-game strategy. As a Steelers fan at the time, I wanted nothing less than total destruction of those high-minded Dallas Cowboys in this preseason matchup. Alas, August in Dallas-Fort Worth is well known for its sizzling 100-degree temperatures also, and that's exactly what we encountered that day and late into the evening as well. We drove 3 hours west on Interstate 20 from Shreveport and parked my car at 5 p.m. at a lot nearly a mile away from the stadium. Me and one of my friends were wearing our Steelers gear, and Mr. Cowboys, our other friend, was proudly wearing a home team t-shirt. We trudged up a few hills in the heat, and then navigated across a heavily traveled bridge crossing over a freeway just to make it to the stadium parking lot, which was huge. That's where all the season ticket holders park. By the time we were able to find our seats, upper deck end zone seats, yeah, my first in-person NFL game, by the way, the three of us were pretty much whipped by the time we even sat down. During the hour prior to kickoff, we were able to watch, with the help of some binoculars, our heroes warming up on the field before the game. Yep, there was Shreveport's own Terry Bradshaw, the quarterback. And I spotted Franco Harris and Jack Lambert, Mean Joe Green, and the entire Pittsburgh Steel Curtain defense. Mr. Cowboys also eagerly pointed out a few of his favorites, such as Drew Pearson and Tony Dorsett, and 6'9" Ed Too Tall Jones. In retrospect, it was a rather glorious evening to be able to say that you saw so many future NFL Hall of Famers on the field at one time. After downing a few overpriced stadium soft drinks with some caffeine in them, we sat down in the shade of the Texas Stadium upper deck, but continued to swelter along with 65,000 other paying customers. You see, Texas Stadium did not have air conditioning, and sadly the rooftop cover also kept the heat inside that facility for most of the entirety of this game. As the first quarter opened, we were treated to watch the starters for both of these Super Bowl contenders on the field. The crowd, like the players, were drenched in sweat, but the cheers for our favorite teams were quite impressive. And then the second quarter started. Sadly, there were no more Terry Bradshaws on the field, or Franco Harris, or Lynn Swann playing wide receiver for Pittsburgh. And for Mr. Cowboys, Roger the Dodger Staubach. He was done for the night, as was Tony Dorsett the running back, and many other starters. Though all three of us knew most of the backup players for both the Steelers and the Cowboys, the lingering August heat helped bring on a feeling of, why did we bother coming all the way over for all of this by halftime of that game? But when you drive nearly 200 miles to watch a preseason football game, you stay for the entire football game. And that very hot Saturday night in Dallas, we were among probably the final 200 people in the stadium by the end of the game. Well, at least that makes for an easy exit from the stadium. So you live and you learn. Preseason NFL football games are, for the most part, simply a chance to get your football fix and then realize that you've been fooling yourself into believing that it might have been a meaningful experience in person. Since that night in the mid-1970s back in Dallas, I have not been back to a football stadium to watch another NFL preseason game. I learned my lesson. This weekend, NFL football fans flocked to stadiums around the country to do exactly what I did years ago. And for anyone who endured an entire NFL preseason football game by sitting in the stands for the entire game this weekend, I salute you. In 2021, NFL team owners sell season ticket holders a home football schedule which includes either A, 9 regular season home games and 1 preseason game, or B, 8 home games and 2 preseason games. In the state of Texas, the AFC Houston Texans will play just 1 preseason home game but get 9 regular season home games this year, while the NFC Dallas Cowboys will have only 8 home regular season contests, but fans will be forced to sit through 2 preseason games. This weekend at NFL preseason games around the league, fans in attendance were treated to seeing such quarterbacks as Ben DiNucci of the Cowboys, Bryce Perkins of the Raiders, Tyler Huntley of the Ravens, Kyle LaLetta of the Browns, and Shane Buechel of the Chiefs. Now, this isn't a knock on any of those football players, but this isn't exactly what you were hoping to see when you shelled out some good money to attend an NFL preseason football game in person. NFL preseason games are obviously intended to give the teams a chance to see how those backup players will perform if they're given a chance to play at some point in the future during the regular season. The problem is that the tickets for these farcical preseason exhibitions are priced exactly the same that you'll pay for an NFL regular season game. In many NFL markets, the only way to see a home football game is to get, and then hold on to for year after year, a season ticket for the home team. The cost of these tickets is so high, most game tickets are $100 per game or higher, that some people buy season tickets in lieu of taking a vacation or giving each other Christmas presents, or both. As long as the market is full of buyers, the NFL teams can maximize their revenue by packaging these preseason stinkers at the same price as their regular season home games. For the season ticket holders, they can at least try to resell these preseason home tickets on the secondary market in order to recapture some of the cost, if they can find someone willing to pay for those tickets. If you're having trouble sleeping, I have a suggestion for you. This week, turn on one of the NFL preseason games at your house and sit down and watch the game, and there's a great chance that you will be sound asleep before halftime.
I'm Swamp Swami.
See you in the regular season.
Let the whole world hear our bugles blow. Stand up!